Track 4. Carolyn Wood interviews Pat Hollis, the chairperson of the Fisherman's Hospital in Great Yarmouth.
Pat, thank you so much for taking the time this morning to talk about some of the history of the old Fisherman's Hospital here in Great Yarmouth.
Yes, the Fisherman's Hospital was built in 1702, and it was built for decayed fishermen. And we wouldn't use that term today, but it really means retired fishermen. And the fishermen in those days, when they'd finished their time at sea, they had often nowhere to live. If you look and listen into look into David Copperfield's, written by Charles Dickens, fishermen often used to be on the beach with living in an upturned boat. And the corporation at that time bought this unusual shaped piece of land, which is not square, probably because that was cheap, and they built 20 cottages. And the Fisherman's Hospital was occupied by 40 residents, usually 20 fishermen and their wives. All they would have had was one room, and the room would have had an open fireplace, and they would have a cauldron of water kept on the fireplace, and that was used for their washing and for their drinking. They would boil the water, and they would also probably have a tin bath. And at night time, they would go upstairs into the loft space, which is no longer used. And they would go up a spiral staircase in the corner of the cottage, or a rope ladder.
You have to really squeeze through it.
Really squeeze through it. And you can see the small space. Most of the cottages have still got evidence of where the staircase would have been. And apparently, according to history, the fishermen would have slept in hammocks, and you can still see where the hammocks were fixed in the roof space. And they would have slept together because there was no partition between the actual cottages. So it's horrendous, really, when we think about it. And the ladies apparently would have slept in between the rafters on the floor, and the men had the hammocks, which I don't think was fair. But that's
what they were used to, I guess.
Yes, yes. Our oldest picture showing the fishermen, I'm not really sure how they clambered up there, to be fair, but they did. They did sleep there.
Yes, they do look short and stout.
Yes, there's no space up there. You can't stand up there. It's very, very small. And, of course, they were smaller in those days. You can't stand upright at all. It is really, really cramped.
And you, I think you mentioned to me that their income was, was it in coal?
Yes, they were, because this was a charity, they were actually given 2 shillings a week in the summer, 2 shillings and 6 pence in the winter, and they had a cauldron of coal given to them, which was quite a lot of coal, and they had sheds at the back where they would keep the coal. Or if not, they had to keep it in the cottage, I would assume. And they used that to make their fire up. And, of course, there were no toilets here. People are horrified to think that there were no actual toilets laid on, because no water laid on. But they had privies at the back, in the backyard. It's all very primitive, you see. But, of course, in later years, we had a pump. You can tell that we had a pump. There's still evidence of the pump at the back. And that's got a date on it, 1824, and they would have been able to go round there and actually pump up the water from the wells. I dare say they had a well anyway, but they used a lot of water from the water butts, and they've got pictures of the ladies going to, going to collect,
ever thus.
To collect the water to use.
This is my second visit here, and you get such a strong sense of calm and tranquility. I'm sure the fishermen were so relieved to come in.
Yes, they were. And ever since the Fisherman's Hospital was built in 1702, or opened in 1702, the Statue of Charity, which is still with us, was in the centre of the yard, as it's called, the courtyard. And Charity, when I first got on the trust, was in very, very poor repair. She'd lost an arm, and she'd lost the baby and the child. And I went into number 10, which was cottage number 10, and the lady came to the door called Big Edie, and she said, come in. And I went into her little cottage, and behind the settee was an arm, and I jumped out of my skin, and she said, don't worry. She said, that come from charity, that arm. And she said, so-and-so's got the baby, and so-and-so's got the child. So when you do mend it, you know where all the parts are. I said, oh, thank you, Edie.
The whole statue was preserved for all the residents. It was important to them.
And it was eventually mended by English Heritage, took charity away on a huge lorry. And we gave them the pieces, and they sent charity back after it took nearly 2 years to get her back. So we just had an empty plaque there, or empty base. And when she came back, she was painted in rather gaudy colours, so we were a bit surprised to see. And the previous chairman, Pat Page, said she went away as a village maid, and she came back as a French tart.
But with red nails. And
Yes, she had red nails, toenails, and huge red lips.
How lovely.
But since then, that's worn away. So she's now painted in white, and she does look more subdued. But she's still all in one piece. Nothing's happened since. So fortunately, she's still in very good repair.
And she's right in the centre of the courtyard.
She is.